like a nerd now.
I'm screaming. I think you got to do more than that, but I appreciate the efforts. Maybe get yourself a library card, then you could claim nerd.
That's what I'm trying to do. I need a library card.
I haven't been to a library in a fucking minute, and I'm so glad that those are the one things that won't go out of business.
Oh, no. The library is popping, man. I'm starting to realize
I
that.
Hope so.
It'd be crowded in there.
I hope so. The way that all this technology is set up, I feel like people don't need books anymore just to access things.
I'd be forgetting. People be going to the library for tutors. Like, when I'm like, sitting there would be hella, like, students that be going in there, like, just doing their homework.
It's a nice public space.
Yeah.
A nice, quiet public space,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, literally. I mean, people on the computers, there's, you know, there's older folks
free
reading.
Free Wi-Fi access. Free Wi-Fi. Free computer. Well, no, I don't know if they charge for computers now.
No, they don't even charge. Like, you don't even have to have a card to use a computer.
Yeah, exactly.
Just go in there and use
public
it.
Public access. I love that.
Yeah. I appreciate
free
shit
knowledge.
Like that. Yeah.
Facts.
Hi, Dante.
Hello.
Now y'all get off. Then y'all get that shit off.
I didn't even know you was recording. I ain't gonna hold you.
Nah, I peeped him. He got the whole you being a nerd shit.
Yeah, I realized that. I felt bad because I was like talking mad far from the mic, but it's okay. I caught on.
Nah, you good, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah, kids. Go to school. Don't do drugs. Read books. Read books. Deadass, read books. Books are mad fun.
YouTube is like the new books.
Nothing. Half of the shit we watching was a book.
The soap. The soap box.
Hi, Poppy.
My big got an attitude. Sack it up, it's your gratitude. Got a drink in my cup and it be going up, it's your change of my latitude. How I walked on the plate with a mug on my face, you would think I was mad at you. I'ma do what I done when I'm up with the dozen, I did what I had to do. Okay, my bitch got an attitude. Stack it up, it's your gratitude. Got a drink in my cup and it be going up, it's your change of my latitude. Posted up in the cut with a mug on my face, you would think I was mad at you. I'ma do what I done when I'm up with the dozen, I did what I had to do. Okay. You been not doing you, I been not doing you. Smoke a blunt, meditate like the Buddhist. Do chip on my shoulder, but fuck it, that's usual. Boxed in, I can't work in no cubicle. Dance to the word I ain't
need. I heard while I was in the bathroom, Karan, you wanted to do like a word of the day for every episode of the podcast.
Word. I didn't say words.
No.
Something like that.
I said like a gem. A gem of the day. Yeah.
Gem of the day.
Yeah.
And that'll be like a specific topic where we talk about a specific gem for that time frame, time being, and that is the gem. That is like the topic of that day, whether it's like educate you. I know I'm like speaking for
you. Yeah, you know, you're doing a good job.
Okay,
exactly.
Thank you. So it's like we specifically talk about one topic, whether it's not talking about how to improve, whether it's like your health, how to improve your bank account and your savings, how to improve, like just anything in your life that's a gem.
Yeah, some type of tangible like knowledge.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, that you can apply if you do decide to like apply it. Like, yeah. Because like I said, recently, like I've just been trying to discover new podcasts, and I'll just go on Apple Podcasts and go to the categories and just go to like the top like 50 or 100 podcasts in different categories. And I've been finding so much shit where I'm just like, damn, I'm starting to realize I really appreciate like podcasts. Like if I'm going to dedicate time to listen to it, like I need to get at least like something where I'm like, oh, OK, like I can use that to actually like apply to my life. Mm-hmm. Rather that be anything, like there's so many like things that could apply for, you know what I'm saying? So.
You got a point.
Okay.
That's intriguing.
That was a fire song. Who was that?
That
you just played.
That is
Deontay Hitchcock.
Oh, I haven't meaning to get on his music.
He's
okay,
nice, so. Bro. He's nice. He's nice. On his album Better.
Okay.
Has the song I play is called Attitude featuring Young Nudie. He's dope, bro.
He's dope.
He was on
Isaiah
Rashad.
Yeah, that's when I heard of him.
Definitely dope. That was the mood I was kind
of. What's that box for?
It's my soapbox. If you have important things to say, you use a soapbox.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Thank you for tuning to episode
180 of the Soapbox Podcast. We got your man Dante on the left of me wearing, is that the Wu-Tang shirt?
I would hope so.
Wu-Tang forever.
Wu-Tang. And some denim jeans, no gray sweats today, and his fresh locks,
fresh
looking, His
shout out to Salon for retwisting.
Shout out me. Don't hit me up to do your hair. I won't do it. We got my lovely friend Karan to the right of me.
Bestie, actually, you got elevated.
Well, no, he's not bestie no more because he didn't even comment on that
you
shit.
You didn't comment on that shit, bro.
Comment on what?
On her post.
I posted something and I was like, my two besties, Karan and Dante, you didn't even like it, bro. But
when did you say that?
It was.
He's such a cat because he liked the comment too.
But that's he didn't even like the post.
He liked the comment.
He didn't even like the post. But
I did like the post.
It's okay, Karan. It's okay.
Got Karan to the right of me in his NYC Parks tennis. Do you even play tennis?
Well, I played tennis a few times.
Okay. With this couple of tennis-ass playing times.
Tennis-ass playing times.
You're funny, yo. Y'all funny. Okay. And we have Solange in the middle.
A.K.A. Her, Poppy.
A.K.A. Poppy.
And her auntie little quilt. Sweater, best thing.
Yeah, my auntie quote with my glasses, guys.
She
like
got
my
glasses back out. Hold up, air horns for the glasses. Yeah. Hold up.
I can see again.
You know what I'm saying? Very bohemian.
Bohemian.
Yeah. Chill. Cool. Black Panther shirt. Cozy. Wakanda forever. Joop, joop.
What's the type of time you want? What's the type of time you want today?
I've been on crackhead energy since last night, and you know that.
Yeah, she was. How you doing?
Not you sounding annoyed.
Who, me?
Yes.
Nah, I'm chilling, bro. Hi, guys. You know, it's been a minute. You know, it's been like 2 weeks, you know what I'm saying, since we got together. You know what I'm saying? How are you guys, man? How's everybody's health, mental health, all that jazz?
How's it 2 weeks been, Karan, without us? You miss us?
Yeah, I always miss y'all.
Yeah?
Shit.
Play the soundbite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Play the soundbite. Hold up.
Yeah, no, I definitely miss you guys. Yeah, my week, my few weeks has been really good. Just really busy.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of adult stuff, man. Yeah. But I'm pretty good, man. I'm definitely like trying to. I'm always like focusing, on like just my health and focusing on the things that like I like to do. So, I'm good. How you
we
guys
love
doing?
Love that.
Are y'all outside?
Duh. I've actually been inside this entire week. You'd be very proud. Except for Saturday, because I was working, but I was getting papers, so it's okay. But I was inside this entire week, and Dante owes me a box of Big Daddy's cookies.
Cookie Daddy cookies.
Cookie Daddy.
Cookie Daddy's cookies.
Shout out Cookie Daddy.
Dante owes you a bag of Daddy Big Daddy's. What?
Big Daddy's
cookies.
Cookies.
He owes you a bag of Daddy's cookies.
A whole box.
There's this guy in Warwick. Shout out to you. His name's Cookie Daddy. Okay. He sells cookies, freshly baked. Mad fucking good.
Okay.
Remember the cookies that Henry brought? To your party?
Yes.
Those cookies. Okay.
Those cookies.
Yeah, those were good.
Shout out to you, Cookie Daddy.
Facts.
So your week's been good. Your 2 weeks been good? Chilling,
yeah,
menti
calm.
Good, all that
I've
shit?
I've been painting. I see that you painted a car. That's what got me so like enthused. I've been painting some random ass shit.
Just random stuff?
Random ass shit. Self-portraits, but yeah.
That's pretty cool. It's always good to like just experiment. I mean, I'm sure you've been painting, but just like do new stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Work on hobbies. Old hobbies, pick up new hobbies, or pick up old hobbies again.
That part, it was picking like up that. An old hobby, because I haven't painted in a minute.
I feel that. No, that's dope.
I was about to be like, can I show them your artwork, or would you?
If you want to. I don't like it.
It's
not
okay,
good
that's
at all.
Why I was like, I'm not gonna shame
you,
but
embrace
your
shit, Karan. Come
facts.
On.
He painted a really lovely card that's at the bottom of this table, and I want to show y'all, and that's the reason why I talked about painting, because
Karan,
I'm really
guy.
Proud of him. It looks really good.
Thank you. It was
it looks
definitely
really
just freehand.
And it's very straight
me,
and
Brian,
very neat for someone who's done it. He painted a car. Yeah. And not like no regular vroom vroom box with like the kid. Like, no, this shit has details on it.
Yeah, y'all is too nice. Oh,
it looked good.
Guys. I appreciate it.
Aww. So, yeah. Aww. Dante, how's your
How
weekend?
You doing, Dante?
How am I doing? I'm good, bro.
No, be real. How you doing?
Be honest.
Good.
Be honest.
I'm just tired, bro. I'm still adjusting. So I've been house sitting for like a week at my Uncle T's crib. Shout out to Uncle T. And it was just a good break from reality. Like a very good break from reality.
Wait, so you've been house sitting. You've been watching his house.
His house by myself. Just
by yourself.
Me and his dog, Chester. Shout out to you, Yester. Cute dog. Pain in the ass. He's not even a pain in the ass.
No, he's a pain in the ass.
He's just scared, but I love that dog. But it was a good break. Well fucking needed. I really needed that break. More than people realize, actually. Like, it really helped me out. Level myself up. Realize what I really want to do. And how I got to start taking myself more seriously. And certain things more seriously.
Mm.
So, I think that's why I'm coming with like an attitude today, which is funny because I just played a song and talk about my bitch got an attitude. But like,
you are it's the bitch me that got the that attitude. Bro.
I'm just like, I don't feel like, you ever go on like a really good vacation, or you just came from like a trip, from like taking some shrooms or whatever the fuck, or you got really high
and now you don't want to come back your home.
Bubble, and then you come back down and you just get like the littlest taste of bullshit. That's what happened to me. And now I'm just like, I have to go back to reality again. Which I'm okay, because I need to face it. Can't run from it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, damn, bro, this couldn't last one more day.
No.
So, and just a lot happened today, but my 2 weeks have been good.
Okay.
What happened today?
Not just little shit. It's a little shit. You know how you always tell me it's like a little shit that bothers you?
Yeah. With certain things?
It's a little shit for me that bothers me with life.
I got a question. I had to question him because I was with him all day. And from the outside looking in, I could understand it because it's like when you know your family, you're going to get annoyed with little things. But being an outsider, I'm like, the fuck happened in the household that got you so fucking pissed off, bro? Yo, Dante's been a princess all morning.
I love how Solange is asking Dante live what happened. Like, I'm thinking that you're just like, I love how you really don't know. What the fuck?
Cause no, cause the mood switched in 0.2 seconds to the point where I thought he wasn't even gonna want to pod anymore because he was being a cry. Like, Quran, like, you know how much of a princess Dante is.
You know Dante's a diva sometimes.
He's a diva.
You just, oh, he's emotional, like Carl Thomas.
Bro.
Who's so emotional?
Not Carl Thomas. Shut the fuck up.
R&B singer.
They don't know about that.
Don't worry about it. That's before your time.
They only asked before your time. I don't know about that.
I probably do, and I just didn't know that was him.
That's
awkward.
I never met him. I think I sent you about the video and shit. And they said it was, and they said it's giving cancer in Virgo, in that song. In the music video, actually.
Yo, Dante, you're emotional, man.
That's okay. He can be emotional.
That's what's up.
I'm not emotional. I just
no. You're an emotional. You.
I don't like my bubble being this. Like, don't pop my bubble.
Yo,
my bubble got popped.
He be emotive.
And don't pop my bubble. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll pop when I'm ready. It got interrupted. That's not even the fucking word, but I'm going with it. It got abruptly popped, and I was not happy about it. Not you. Not.
I know it wasn't me.
It's just got abruptly popped, and I just got annoyed as fuck. It just ruined my day.
But see, the thing is, and I like.
But I'm living in my. I'm dealing with it.
I force him to feel it out because I don't want him to bottle it in, because then it kind of affects everything without him intentionally realizing it. I'm like, you better just princess it the fuck out right fucking now. Be a diva. That way, when we move forward, like. When we go to whatever event that we have to go to, or like even coming here today, like I was like, yo, be a princess right now, because if you're not a princess right now, it's gonna affect how we pod later, and we're not doing this.
Okay.
I didn't say that verbally, but like that was my mental.
I feel you. But yeah, wow. Karam, what you gonna say?
Dante, you must be getting serious if you're not trying to play multiple songs within the first half of
it. What you gonna say?
No, I was just gonna say
I'm a female hustler, bro. What the fuck are you talking about? Listen, you.
Nah, it's just very interesting, and no, there's nothing wrong with just going through your emotions. But no, I do find it very interesting because even like with like my girl, for example, like she's very emotional herself, and like I know a lot of people just in my life who are very emotional, but like I don't know. I guess growing up, I've always seen people, and like it's probably bad that like for example myself, I try very hard not to be emotional. But
you don't
I don't want to say okay, that sounds really bad. It's not like I try hard not to be emotional, but I just feel like I always find it strange, not strange, but interesting how like people are able to let other people like get them, or like when you say come in your bubble, burst your bubble, like I just don't see how you can possibly let like people.
When someone knows who you are, bro, your partners, your family, when you've lived with them for X amount of years, they know what ticks you off. They know your bubble.
But
they know your pressure points. They have the Rakugan on.
I know, but I love that though. Like for example, like when I used to live up, like growing up, like let's say my little brother and I, we were never like
we used to fight.
We always used to bicker all the time, but. Maybe I'm just very annoying. Like, I'm the type that,
You're a bull, bro, yeah.
Yeah, when I see that you're trying to, like, get on my nerves, like...
You're worse.
It just makes me laugh at that. Like, I don't know. I kind of enjoy... I don't know. I don't want to say I enjoy, like... I don't know. I just, like...
I can see that.
Came to a point very early where I'm just like, I'm never going to let nobody, like, mess up how I'm feeling. So, I guess... I'm just, it's very interesting when I hear other people and like the experience they go through, different experiences, because like, I don't know. It just like I learned from other people's experiences and it's just very interesting, like how other people deal with it. You know?
I got a dumb question.
We like dumb questions on the podcast.
No question is a dumb question.
Some questions are dumb questions.
Nah, some questions do be dumb
Thank
questions.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's crazy. No, don't listen to the guy.
Some questions be dumb questions. Don't ask no stupid ass question. No dumb ass fucking meeting that you could have sent in an email, bro. Don't prolong that shit.
Don't listen to that.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't listen to him.
I love ignoring dumb questions. Like, I love
getting, I will just stare at you.
I love getting a text and it's some dumb shit and keeping it on red and just like keeping it there for like months.
Oh, yo. I'll answer you in the month.
That's your question for you for
The question was, you always say that you're not an empath, right?
Cool. Who's you? Okay.
So it's kind of funny. Like, do you think you're an empath, Karan?
What's empath? Can you describe that?
It is someone who is very prone and very, like, accustomed to putting your feet in someone else's shoes and just feeling everything that person feels, so you're able to relate to their emotions very well or easily. Or, like, you're just a person who, like, understands a lot.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand a lot. Yeah, Karan's so empathetic, like, too, yeah.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, because you don't let people disrupt your bubble. You don't like when people disrupt your bubble. And you're a person who says you're not very empathetic, but, like, empathetic people get moved by other people's emotions very easily. So it's like, you say you're not empathetic, yet you let people pop your bubble so easily. So, like, why is that? Compared to you, who, like, you understand where people come from, but, like, no one's about to fuck your shit up. And it's like, you can understand where people come from, but you're not about to put your feet in their shoes.
I just know. No, I could do that. I can do all of that, but I'm really good at just, like, blocking things out. Like, I'm very good. I'm the type of person, I can be in a crowded, like, I can be in a party full of people and feel alone. And, like, I can block out everything and really be in a bubble with a room full of people.
Facts.
So, like, I'm really good at just, like, being alone and being to myself. Even in, like, a room full of people, I can block out everything. So okay. I kind of even take that to like life shit. Like I can like relate to people and I feel like I'm pretty intelligent and I can go by base and situation by situation, like basis, and like come with a conclusion in my head or what I think might be a conclusion. But I don't know. Like I'm just good at just like not letting nobody just get to me. I don't know, it's very hard, but like I don't know, just I like that. Like I think for some reason I think like problems, like I kind of run to it. Like I'm the type of person, not run to it, but like I'm the type of person, for example, I was like, I will share a very like personal story, and I don't like telling like really really personal stories like this, but like younger, like I never used to smoke because I tried to smoke at a very early age, and for the first like 5 years of me smoking, I would probably smoke like once or twice a year, but I would get so paranoid, and every time I would smoke, I would think about all of my problems. And then like once I got to an age like around college where like I just really wanted to change my life, and I just wanted to dedicate like let's say around like 19, 20. I just really wanted to change my life. So like when I really started smoking again, I still got paranoid, but in a sick way, I liked it. Like I liked smoking and just thinking about all my problems and like getting in really deep inside of my head.
Awful though. That doesn't sound like it's you're chasing problems. It sounds like you're inviting fear in so you could conquer it and just, like, get your shit together and move forward.
Yeah. But I don't know. Sense. But once I adopted that, it just made everything else a little more, like, easier to deal with.
To take the approach like that?
Yeah. But it also just made me appreciate the things that I just really love. And, like, that's why I tell people, like, really get to know yourself and just focus on the things that you like. Like, no bullshit, like... Everything aside, even if it's basic things, like just focus on that and like don't let nobody come in between that. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what it is, you know. And once you really find stuff that you're just that you just love to do and focus on, like, and try to improve on or just do, then like that's all you need. Like, I don't know, man. I just learned to appreciate the small things, and once you do that, life is so much easier to live, in my opinion, you know, and deal with. Would you agree, like, Dante? Like, do you think sometimes, like, and it's a very deep, like, thing, because we can get we can get really, really deep on this, because, I've even been going deep where I've been, like, really getting into, like, I know I always talk about, like, capitalism, but I've been getting into, like, socialism, capitalism, communism, and they were, like, saying, like, capitalism, the biggest thing is, like, capitalism is like based off of emotions, and like even when we talk about like social media and like the what different social medias push or media in general push towards people, and a lot of time it's like a lot of outrage. Like at the end of the day, like humans are emotional, but everything is based off emotions. You know what I'm saying? Like addiction is like, you know what I'm saying, it's based off emotions. Like Coca-Cola, the sugar, like you. That's like taste, that's like a sense, you know what I'm saying? Like everything is based off emotions, but like I don't know, like once you are able to control emotions, it's just like
how so the fuck easier. You control that? What?
Karan doesn't control his emotions.
You said I don't control my emotions?
No, you don't.
How you control how you your me? Emotions? You mind control your own shit?
I personally think, so coming from the outside looking in, this is just as your friend.
Your perspective.
From my perspective, Karan doesn't control his emotions.
Why? Why do you think that?
I feel like, because you don't really tap into them like that.
You don't, you don't think I tap into my emotions?
Yo, how many emotions do you have? How many emotions have you shown?
I probably cry. Yo, bro, I'm the type.
We never knew that. We don't know you cry. You don't talk about it.
I mean, I don't cry with shit like that. Y'all probably cry. I'm the type, nigga, I'll probably cry once a day, but I'll cry when I listen to music. Like, you know, shit like that. Like, yeah, there's probably so much shit y'all might think y'all know about me, but I don't put that out there.
There was a podcast where he's like, I haven't cried in fucking months, bro.
Well, no. There was definitely a point where I didn't cry in a while, but like, music.
What emotions do you feel? What emotions? I feel
every emotion.
What is every emotion?
I feel
like Karan just like.
Can we go down a list of emotions that?
No,
we
it's
both
not.
Today?
It's not about feeling emotions. It's about dealing with different emotions.
Yeah, I feel like you don't deal with it. Is what I'm saying.
I feel like you shut. You definitely. You
shut down.
Like shut down and like you're shutting down. You like have a fit. An emotion is like you shut down is like you bottle them up and you don't feel them.
No,
you keep pushing.
No, so what I'm saying is that you'll probably feel. Like stress, anxious, all that shit. Like the normal emotions that you feel. Like obviously there's happy and shit, all that bullshit. But like anger, anxiety, stress, all that shit. I feel like you feel that out. Mm-hmm. You're sitting down. You're feeling it. Give it 5 minutes. All right, bet.
No.
And you tackle whatever you have to tackle and you get it done. Whatever the problem is, you attack that problem handle on. I'm talking about when I can't remember the last time I seen this nigga mad before. I've seen him mad.
The last time I seen you mad was in high school.
I've seen him mad when we was doing a podcast and he left to like take the anger out, however he did it, and he came back to pod. I've seen him mad.
I mean, I that's probably the mad. Last time I seen him mad. I just don't stay before. Mad. Like there's like when I get mad, for example, I'll get mad. I'll rarely stay mad for more than like 10 minutes.
That's what
like,
I'm saying. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what okay I'm saying. But when like I get but you have to understand. But like you have to understand when I get mad, I like that's what I'm saying. I go in a state where I'm like, I block out everything and I only focus on the things I want to focus on.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I deal with my emotions, right. By like doing things that I want to do and just doing things that make me happy, whether that be listening to music. I listen to a ton of music, listen to podcasts, going thrifting, going on a walk. You know what I'm saying? Smoking.
I guess what Dante is trying to say is you give yourself a chance to
understand why you're feeling this way.
No, not even like, well, yeah, that I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I mean, I'm a very in my head and deep thinker. So like I go through my emotions and deal with them by like I do it head on. Like anything that's bothering me, I don't push it to the side. Like with anything, with my relationships, like with if there's a problem, I don't wait on it. Like I'm very upfront, I'm very forward. Like it's not like it's no like elephant in a bag with me, you know what I'm saying? It's like everything is right here.
But what if that elephant in the bag has not really come out yet? And I know you like to handle problems and finish it when the problem arrives. I don't handle life
like that. You know what I'm saying? I just do everything.
So if something is a problem and it can't be handled at this point of time, what do you do? What
was that?
Yeah. I said I feel like you just smoke with the elephant.
I just smoke with the elephant?
Yeah. If the elephant is in the bag and you can't if the elephant is in the bag and you can't address the elephant yet, but Karan is ready for the elephant to come out.
And the elephant's not ready to come out yet.
He's just going to sit there and smoke with the elephant until the elephant is ready to come out. That's what I meant. Like, he's not going to force you to come out, but like he's going to sit there with you and be like, this is still an issue. I'm not going to ignore it. But I'm not going to let that affect my mood now because I feel great now because I'm over the situation, even though this situation is still here. Sorry if I'm talking for you.
Nah, I mean...
This is from the conversations of what I've seen in the past of how you've dealt with things.
So how do you handle problems, Karan, when you can't solve the issue on day one?
When I can't solve, that's what I'm saying. When I can't, like, I live life as in, like, I can't control everything in life. Like, I'm really a very simple person. Like, I just, like I said, I only focus on the things I want to focus on. And I feel like
that's dismissing the other emotions that come.
No, I deal with the things I can deal with at the moment. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm very on top of things. Like, anything that I can do, I'm on it. Like, I'm the type where, like, I will not overstress myself, but, like, I will try to go above and beyond and try to fix whatever's is, like, that's what I'm saying. When it comes to, I will be the type to not go out for a year just focusing on, like, things I need to focus on. I'm the type I won't talk to nobody and just focus in. I won't eat meals, just, like, focus. I won't go to sleep at night. I'm the type of person, like, I put in work. Like, just because you don't see everything on social media or, like, you don't see everything in person, like, people who know me. My girl knows what I do. My mom knows what I do. People who see me every day, they know, like, the work I put in. So, like, if I know I've done everything I can in my power to do what I had to do.
Right.
And I keep it there. And then after that, I just focus on the things I want to do. Because, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just look at things differently.
No, you about to hate me.
And everybody has different perspectives. Like, I don't want to say there's a right and wrong way. No, but it's just like, I don't know, man. It's really hard. And I guess it's for even, like, when it comes to isolating myself, it's really, you can tell me stuff, people in general. But like I said, when we were talking about earlier before we started to record, I'm the type of person, if you tell me a problem, like we were saying earlier behind the mic, we were saying some people like to complain just to complain and like not actually solve what they're complaining about.
Not yet.
And I'm the type of person where, like, if you tell me, like, a problem or an emotion you're feeling, I'm gonna, like, dissect it to the T. Like, I'm so, like, analytical with shit, and, like, I solve everything to the T. So, like, I don't know if I can't solve it or I feel like I can't. I've done everything I can. Like, I just leave it there, you know, and I just focus on what makes me happy.
Exactly. What was you gonna say, Solange?
I was about to make a jokey joke. The joke is over. When he was on his shit about, like, I do everything by myself, I was like, that's all him, nigga. That's all him. One pillow. Just interrupted him, then. One blanket.
Yeah, you should have just.
I know. I know. That's why I said never mind anymore. It's not funny no more. I didn't want to say nothing. I was gonna leave it fucking be.
That's crazy. Damn, that's the perfect time for a joke.
I know. It's okay. It's whatever.
You slacking.
I told you I'm on crackhead timing.
That wasn't crackhead timing right there. But Karan.
That was like meth time.
I feel like we talking too much about me, man. I don't like that.
That was definitely a whole 20-minute rant about why he's the greatest.
I didn't answer the question yet, but it's all good.
Not at all.
I know, it's all good, but it's okay. Karan isn't just his emotion. It's okay.
Well, you got invested with him because you were trying to get him to understand his emotions.
It's okay.
I'm not capping.
And he's not capping because that's. I can understand both perspectives. Like, I get it. Dante wants you to fully mope out all fucking day. And Karan is like, no, I felt that shit for 10 minutes. I'm not trying to mope out.
He's not trying to stay in that emotion.
No, he's not. But why does he have to stay in that emotion?
Dante, that's what I'm saying. I wish you lived with me. Like,
me too. I want to see what you go
through. I mean, you could have. You could have lived with him.
I want to see what you go through. I really want to see what.
That's what I'm saying. You need to talk to people like Aaron or like my girl because. Listen, that's what I'm saying. It's really hard for like. That's what I'm saying. Even when shit is rough and we get like, I have to talk about serious shit. Like, I'm the type, like, I will make a joke in front of some serious shit. Like,
and that's fine.
You know that's okay. It's hard for me to like.
No, it's really okay to joke when dealing with emotions.
And it wasn't always like that. Just because there's like been, like, there was times like fucking 6 years ago where I was depressed. So like, you know what I'm saying?
And there's nothing wrong with that.
It wasn't always like that, but I mean.
We didn't get off of Quran. I don't want you to feel attacked. I apologize. Yeah.
I don't feel attacked. Okay. I really don't.
I just want to make sure.
You just never backed up anything you said.
Because I couldn't respond. I was waiting for you to finish.
I asked you, you never
responded.
Yes, I did. Thank you, Solange. But anyways, where was we? What were we talking about?
We were talking about...
Quran on a...
Feeling emotions.
Oh, you said that I love people, Thomas. Yes.
How can you not be an empathetic person?
But I allow people to interrupt my bubble.
Yes.
I blame you.
Cause you were not empathetic before you met me. Stop playing.
Oh, I was. We just didn't talk.
No, cause you said before that we were talking. Before we were talking, you said that you weren't an empathetic being.
I did not consider myself as
an empathetic being.
I don't. Everyone tells me I am. I feel like I'm not. It's either empathetic or sympathetic. One of them pathetics. Well, I feel like I'm not.
You just have a nonchalant like attitude with the last
how you
stuff.
Go about
like. No, but there's certain things that people tell me, like Solange, you know. There's certain things that Solange told me, and like I would be like, why are you...
Dante will be fully invested in this one conversation when it's none of his business.
Exactly. Or there's other things I really don't care about.
He is the epitome of putting the socks and your shoes on.
Yeah.
But still not being empathetic. That's why I'm like, make
it
make sense.
That's why I feel like when I do get my bubble interrupted, because I'm like, Karan, there's not a lot of stuff that phases me. Like, you really can't bother me, but I feel like there's certain things. Like, everyone has a weakness. I feel like... There's certain small things that are my weaknesses that I can't help but getting stabbed at. Like, I have a vital point, and, like, people just know my vital points without even realizing my vital points.
You got a lot of vital points.
That's what I'm saying. I've seen you emotional mad times. You just contradicted yourself. You just said I'm very stoic, and there's a lot of stuff people don't get. Like, people don't get to me.
There's a lot of
stuff. But you just said you get tight when people bust your bubble and...
No, I said that a lot of stuff can't get with me. Now, being with Solange and opening up my emotions, stuff like that, a lot of stuff has been getting to me. That is what I am saying.
Damn, I triggered you?
That is what I'm saying. Not in a bad way.
Okay.
Well, I'm saying that is what happened because old Dante, I didn't give a fuck.
I don't know what you did in private.
Nobody know. Listen, I didn't know you cried in private either. We learn about things every day.
I mean, I don't cry. I mean, over this shit, I think people cry. I cry over like.
But you cry.
Come on, it's okay. It's you okay. Believe. But you, it doesn't matter yeah, what yeah, you cry over. You out, nigga, you cry.
Okay,
I cry tears of joy.
Oh, okay.
We can cry tears of joy.
You're still crying. It's okay.
You cannot cry tears of disgust, bro. I don't give a shit.
It's okay, but
that tear was shed.
But I guess I'm just not allowing people to, like, yeah, my bubble's being burst, but I'm not allowing you to disrespect my boundary. You know what I mean? Solange,
I mean, it's already popped, though. So how? If your bubble's already popped, how are people respecting your boundary if it's already...
Disrespecting my boundary.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying you're not letting people disrespect it anymore. So I'm like, how are you not letting that happen when your bubble keeps on being popped?
What I'm saying is that maybe those people don't... For instance, my family can always pop my bubble. They know my boundaries. Do they give a fuck?
Be careful.
No.
I don't want to have no beef.
Nah, it's cool. Nah, it's cool.
I just said I'm coming to Alexis's party.
You are not going. Stop playing.
Yes, I am, bro. That shit is two. That shit is literally.
Damn, now Dante feels obligated to go. Hi, Alexis.
I wish he go because I'm not trying to go alone. So I'm going to be tight if you don't show up.
I was just going because it's mad close to my crib. That shit is three
you
stops.
Seriously going, though? Like, deadass. Don't play with me.
Yeah, because I'd be in that area all the time. And I was like,
alright, Solange, you heard this, right?
I'm butthurt. I want to go.
You can. You got performance.
I know.
I mean, I'm just going because I fuck with the area, and I'm always over there. And I know
you
how to
better
go.
You going to tell me if he gets with... Let me stop. I don't give a shit. I was going to be like, you going to tell me if Dante gets with the Yiddies, but I don't care.
The Yiddies?
Yeah.
The white girls?
Is that what Yiddies stands for?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I mean,
what
Yiddies, Yiddies stand really meant titties. We used to say
I thought it was the biddies with the big titties.
Huh? You said the yiddies, but
usually
we refer yiddies to just mean titties. Like,
yeah. Okay. All this is titties. Oh, awkward. When I hear like yiddies, I think about girls with big titties, and I hear yiddies. I'm like, okay, I thought that was like a collective of girls.
No, she got the yiddies.
She got the yiddies.
We're just trying to censor herself. So we're not trying to cuss.
Okay. Slodge is
special. She got them breastuses.
Slodge, you're special, man. You're just special. I'm sorry.
Is that a good or bad thing?
It's a special. It's a special thing.
What does special mean?
Womp.
Because apparently weird is not cool.
It's whatever. In your vocabulary. It's subjective. It's whatever, whoever.
No, because special can
mean something. What do you mean by that, Karan?
Exactly. What do you mean by that?
Special is special.
What is special?
Answer the question, Karan.
It's unique.
What is unique? What is unique? Don't fucking use another fucking synonym.
Ooh, Karan,
what
you mean?
It's whatever. So exotic? It's whatever you exotic define Karan? It as.
You say exotic next?
What do you want me to look it up in Webster? You want me to?
I want to know what special means to you, because special could either mean that I'm very authentic, great girl, or I'm a... I can't say that out loud because it's not politically correct.
Do not say that.
And Dante doesn't want us to get canceled.
Hey, I thought special meant a good thing, but if y'all wanted to switch it
no,
up,
I'll
okay.
take it. I'll take the special. No, I'll take it. I'll take the good thing.
World. You know you
I'll
can't
take
say
the good
things.
One. I'll take the good special. I will take the good special.
You know you can't say good.
Because some people will take the negative special.
So here's a random topic, which I don't know how this is going to go, actually.
No?
I don't even know if I feel like talking about this.
Go for it.
I really don't want to, but I'm genuinely curious. So, key to foreclosure, just a general question. Just a general question, everybody. Just a general
asking
question.
Asking all them questions.
What do you think hurts more? Because after watching Shameless and I was watching stuff like about like homegirl or homeboy cheating on each other, like they both have partners and cheating on each other and stuff. What do you think is like worse? Like, if your partner like fucks somebody to cheat on you or make love to somebody?
What kind of question was that?
Because fucking and making love are two different sex. Don't act like it's not. Don't do it. Don't do
Where
it.
Where is this come from? I was watching Shameless. You said it came from Shameless.
It came from Shameless.
And back to what I was saying about stupid questions.
Yes,
but
how was that stupid question?
That was a Twitter question, right?
It was dead ass in one of those random ass.
I dare you to go on your Twitter and write that.
I'll ask it.
Write that on your Twitter.
I need to.
People are going to cut you. People are going to be like, shut the fuck up.
Yes.
I'm serious.
No, it's a good question.
It's
but
a
like,
great question. Would you be more pissed off? I mean, you know, generally you'll be pissed off with either or. But what's gonna be more piss you the fuck off? Because I've heard from people emotions play a part in cheating. Like you could just fuck somebody and not have to feel an emotional thing, but once those emotions come into it, it hits harder. And I know making love is very, very, very emotional.
Watch me be mature and politically correct.
Watch.
Well, that depends on the relationship itself and what cheating is itself, because in every relationship.
Yo, let's conclude this podcast right now. I'm so over this shit.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to interrupt you for the 3 millionth time.
I'm just saying.
So, Karan, can you answer the question?
He was trying to. I cut him off.
I said it depends on what
that
cheating is.
Answer the question.
He said he was going to be politically correct. You just don't like his answer. But. Why did I ask such a dumb question? Can I ask a question? It's not. I'm sorry.
And Salon's the type of person who would say, like, she would rather Dante make love.
No, I would rather you just fuck. Because if you're making love, then we got issues. You guys spiritually crystal fused together. We ain't fucking with that.
But that means you're not... No,
that means we not in love.
Ignorant, but like, I can't
say
even,
something. We can
you can't
joke.
Even be funny nowadays.
Joe,
can't even be
come
funny
on. Joe, Karan, come on.
I mean, you call me special. Let me stop.
You literally call it special.
It's a lot of special, bro. Come on, yo. It's a lot of special, dog.
Say the joke, Karan. Come on, say the joke.
I'm
don't be pussy.
The joke,
oh,
no.
My God.
You know, that made me actually genuinely... I hope I remember this properly, because that made me...
We're not talking about any of the topics that came out this week. It's okay, guys.
Yeah, we were supposed to talk about Joe Biden's wife and the fucking women's NBA.
It's okay.
Fucking Trump's indictment, whatever.
That's a question.
I'm trying to think about it, because... This was coming from context of the girl being in love. We were watching Shameless right beforehand, and we were watching Debbie raping a guy.
Was she really raping a guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was rape.
Shit.
It was consensual. It wasn't consensual rape.
He was intoxicated.
He was intoxicated.
Okay.
Yeah. But it came from, like, it wasn't that scene. It was her brother making love to that random-ass girl. And right before they were just fucking, he was doing all this mental shit where he was like, you're beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love you. You know, you're like the brighter day. So, like, my question was, have y'all ever manipulated a girl into falling in love with you? Manipulate, because don't you dare fucking tell me that shit in fucking bed, bro. Have y'all ever manipulated a girl in bed and then paid her dust the next day? Being like, hyping her up to make her seem like she was a 10 out of 10 when she was really a 4.
That's crazy. Karan, you go first.
Yeah.
See, I'm still stuck on Dante's making love or fucking, because honestly.
That's a hard question.
They like the same to me. Like, when I make love.
No, they are not.
I feel like you got to do a little bit of both. Like, I feel like to make.
I can really, no, like, I can see what you're saying. I can see what you're saying.
You could combine fucking making love.
Yes, you can.
Making love is I like
switching it up. I like
more passionate.
I like doing both. I like making love then switching it up.
Okay, but that would
answer. You could make love session. And fuck at the same. Like, you could make love fucking.
I'm talking about separate though.
That's how you keep it spicy.
Facts, but we're not. That's not the gem.
That's a gem right there.
That's not the question, Karan.
that's my first gem. You can make love and fuck at the same time. That's how you keep it spicy. That's the first gem for y'all.
That's not the question, Karan.
It's
a Solange's question.
I'm not serious. I'm not being honest about that. No, I've never manipulated a woman to fall in love.
At least he's honest about not being honest.
Well, to be honest, if you're just like a fly person and you're just like not a weirdo, like people are just going to love you. You know what I'm
actually
saying?
Let's put you on a hot seat, Solange. Have you ever gassed up a nigga?
100%.
During sex.
Hey, who are you talking about? And then go I'm trying to think.
You don't have to think. Just say.
See, I say gas up. I don't say manipulate. I say gas up.
That's what I had to think, because I'm not a very vocal person in bed. I'm not one of those. Like, I'm a very vocal, like, loud screamer, so to say. Have I faked coming before? Probably, definitely, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, probably even moans, too. People have probably been gassed up on my moans. But, like, it's not because I'm like, oh, my God, this shit is hitting. Mm-hmm. I'm just very sensitive.
So,
I'm just very sensitive.
Like, I'm mad sensitive, bro.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of like you come on, like, where you don't like being tickled. Like, sometimes I really don't like, exactly. Like, I don't like being touched. So, like, everything that's, like,
I feel you.
Not even, like, turns me on, but, like, everything is, like, very stimulating for me. So, like, sometimes I feel like my overstimulation could definitely, like, gas someone up type shit. Or, like, whenever I talk to someone, I'll be, like, hitting it off. They're like, yo, that girl was really into me type shit. And I'll ghost them the next day. Like, yes, you got my wrong phone number.
So you can't remember a time when you genuinely gassed a guy
in
up.
Bed?
Oh, or,
like, something. On a date type shit.
Yeah, because you wanted some dick at the end.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely done that.
Okay, see?
For the sake of wanting dick, I've definitely gassed him. For the sake of one, no. But I'm saying, like, in the middle of doing the D, not trying to gas them up to get them into the bedroom. I mean, like, y'all are already butt-ass naked, and now this bitch thinks, like, you're her world because you're speaking affirmations into her ear while you're fucking her.
Karan, you really not going to be honest? I have to be the bad guy?
I don't know Solange's life. I mean, I'm taking her for her word.
That's not, no.
Hey, if she says that, I respect it.
I hate this man. He was asking if you weren't going to call yourself out.
Oh, call myself out?
Yeah.
What do you mean call myself? I've never gassed up.
Yes, I have done it before. I have gassed women up to the point.
Yeah, because Dante was a toxic person at some point. Of course he did.
To the point where she thought she was king of the castle. Shorty could not find me the next day. Could not find me the next day. It was a great sex session too. I'm not gonna lie to you. Great sex session. But I was good off that. Very good off that. Definitely fucked up mine up. I'm sorry. Whoever you are. Shout out
not
to
whoever you are. You know who she
name.
Is.
I'm not gonna say her name out here. But shout out to you.
Ooh, I see you, Dante. I see you playing.
Nah. That was a low point in my life.
That was toxic, Dante?
Yeah, that was a bad Dante.
That was toxic, Dante.
I really did feel bad. After that, I felt so bad.
Did you really feel bad?
Yeah. No, I generally.
Did you call her back up to apologize?
Hell no, I ain't call her back.
Just to fuck her again? Let me stop.
Generally to my side. I would have done that. Bad. No, that's the same girl I hit up for my t-shirt back. Remember when we talked about how we ever hit somebody up to get old things back?
Yeah.
I hit her up for my t-shirt.
And she left you on red?
Yeah, she left me on red.
I would have left you on red.
Yeah, I didn't get that t-shirt back. That was a good t-shirt, too. I still want my t-shirt back. But, yeah, man, I've done that. And it's not fun. Guys don't do that. It's not fun. Ladies don't do that too, because I know ladies be doing that shit too. Don't do that. It's not fun.
I don't think I could. I personally don't think I could remember a time where I purposely has gassed a nigga up. I will genuinely get off and be like, your ass.
No.
That's why I'm like, that's like, it's really hard for me to like picture if I faked it with a person type shit.
I'm talking about, I can't do that. But the sex is hitting.
I guess manipulate and be like, oh, you're beautiful. Oh, I love you. Like, you can have my babies, all that shit.
Oh, wow.
Definitely not doing that.
Yeah, now the baby is shit. I said you're beautiful.
Yeah,
you know, I have said that, but I mean that. Anytime I've said that, I meant that. I've never said that and not meant that.
I'm screaming. He's like Drake with the 49 fucking.
Yeah,
nah.
If I say that, I mean
I'm married
for sure. Yeah, I've never gassed up nobody. Like
that's while we're fucking but me trying to get to you so we can fuck. Yeah,
I've done both.
Hell
yeah.
No, what?
Me in the middle of fucking.
Never.
You were subpar.
It'd be the opposite for me. It'd be like, if I'm not like, I don't know, man. It's hard for me to like.
Oh gosh.
Shut up, Dante. I'm sorry. Like, it's hard. Like, I'm not gassing nobody up. If I really think
you the Molly Mall,
there's so many. I'm never pressed on shit like that. Like, I feel like you shouldn't have to gas up nobody to try to like have sex with them.
It's not to try to.
It's
have
not
sex.
Like, yeah.
It's like y'all already probably had sex already. Y'all already have y'all talk on and off. You're horny one day. You guys already fucked. You hit them up, talk. Kind of, not even like it's a little slight jab.
Nah, I'm pretty straightforward. Like, if I'm horny and I want to like talk to somebody, I just hit them up. Like,
but you're
just
not trying to sound desperate, bro.
I don't sound desperate. Like if.
You sound honest.
That's
he said,
not,
I
want to
fuck.
They be I want to
like,
fuck.
Right.
It don't be like
that. Oh, I want to
fuck. It's never like that. Nah. See, that's what I'm saying. When you're, yo, y'all.
He said, when you're too cool for school.
Dante, yo, you fucked up by not trying to be a roommate with me, man. You would have like, you wouldn't have had to ask all these questions. You don't have to like.
He said, I can find
you can be straightforward and still be fine.
Kavon would not want to be your roommate, bro.
You would love to be my I'm pretty lit.
You wouldn't want to be Dante's roommate.
I'm pretty lit at home. That's why I be tight that, like.
You gonna see Dante's butt ass naked.
Yeah, bro.
Walking around sometimes.
Nah, if we roommates, you got to respect. you got to respect that boundary. Yo. I'm not trying to steal all
this. Dante said, I pay for this half of the room, so I'm going to stay butt-ass naked in this half of the corner.
On the dead homies.
As soon as I cross your line, I'll put on some drawers.
Yep, put on my little robey robe.
Yeah, no, you can't be doing that. We grown men. I'm not looking at another man.
And Dante said,
What about shirtless?
I don't care. I'm not trying to see a dick. You can walk around
see
shirtless.
How guys are. I don't mind seeing your nipples and your little dad.
Yo, what happened to free the dick where you said you wanted
for real,
to
bro.
Damn.
Freely wave your dick out. What happened to why can't you
balls,
have your dick out without being judged out in public?
Yeah,
well, yo, what happened to
I
that
didn't
energy?
Say me. I was speaking for people in general. It's
we,
a joke.
We have to do another rewind of that clip again.
No, yes, I said it. It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Wow.
You think I'm actually pulling
I love
up?
You,
this nigga's the future of podcasts, bro.
I love Karan.
He said, I don't do this out of the third. None of this is not my lifestyle. This ain't
that's
real.
That's what I'm telling y'all. Put, that's what I'm saying. Karan, it was a joke. Y'all that. Think I'm actually pulling up. Like, that's funny. Like,
I love you, Karan. I love you,
crazy.
Man.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, you're the best, bro.
That's why. That's
not for really, for real.
For real.
People are funny. People are funny. That's why I enjoy, like, being around y'all
I didn't love being around you. I just love the stuff that comes out of your mouth.
I need a blunt after this.
Nah, Dante, you would have loved being a roommate with me. But back to what we were saying. Yeah, man, you could be straightforward and like be fly with it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Be fly with it.
Like, you can be like cool, be like, yo, like, oh, here's another free game number two. Like, for example, if
let me hear it.
Back in my day when I was feeling like
lusty
and
don't do that again.
I want to like hit up somebody that I wanted to fornicate with. I don't have to gas them up and beat around the bush. I'd be like, yo, like, first of all, I enjoy, and it's never just like, I enjoy doing cool shit. So like, I'm always just I see
them
and that's,
them by doing cool
but
shit,
that's where people, that's where people like,
what is cool
no,
shit?
But that's where people,
is that drugs?
I enjoy. Shut up. Y'all are so annoying. That's why I can't.
Now go.
Like, y'all
go,
don't
go.
Understand.
Now we listening.
Y'all
listening.
Don't understand. Like,
we
that's
listening.
When
we
you.
Listening.
That's.
We both on crack and energy crying. I apologize.
But you know what?
I got 3 hours of sleep, bro.
I think. Y'all are annoying. Oh, God. I think I kind of like the challenge. Like,
I like challenges too.
I like being able to, like, try to be creative. Like, but maybe I'm just kind of sick. But I kind of like trying to, like, be creative and like I'm it's rare that I hit a girl and just be like, let's fuck. Like, I'm trying to do some dope shit first, and then I'm trying to fuck.
That's you what be like, hey, yo, bitch, let's go skydiving naked. Yo, bitch, it's crazy. I'm sorry. That's wild. Hey, yo, bitch. Hey, yo, ma, let's go skydiving, butt naked.
You take them to Dave and Buster's garage?
Dude, that's definitely something Dante would do.
No, Dante's not taking them to Dave and Buster's. That's too expensive. Yeah, exactly. About? You're going straight to Applebee's.
Applebee's, Chili's, get you some Goshen Dines, some pancakes. You know?
I'll set that's up real nice. That's going to see the different girl for the 50th time.
I'll set up real nice.
Nah, me, I like doing classy, like cool, classy shit. That's not crazy. Like, I'm the type where I'm
see,
be like.
See, it's a Cheesecake Factory. That's no, why I like Kavon.
Cheesecake, fuck out of here. Nah, I'm like, probably we'll like get a bottle of wine. We down in a bottle of wine. I'm probably like looking up mad art galleries to go to. I'm looking up mad, like, I'm random stuff. I'm being like, yo, let's go on a ferry ride around the town and let's just like.
You're such a hipster.
Get drunk. Like, we're trying to sneak something on the ferry and just like. Chill up here, or just like sneak find a roof, on the find ferry. A rooftop to go on, that's and just
a quickie on the rooftop.
Listen to some music.
I don't know, fucking Karan, public. You sound like a little.
Fucking in public sound kind of.
That's something
frisky.
I would do on my own. Like
you sound like a little
predatory.
Nah, not predatory. Damn it, man.
See, like you don't even know. Don't even know.
I forgot. It lost me. Nope.
Google the word because I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
He sound like a little
hornball of the web creeps.
Like planning everything out to like a team.
Yeah, I do that. What? For sure, I plan everything out. But if things don't go to plan, like
you have Plan B's.
Yeah,
do you have Plan B's?
I go with the flow. I mean, I'm a like go with the flow person, but I do plan. Like, and if shit doesn't go exactly to plan, like it's cool. Shit don't got to go exactly to plan, but I do definitely have Plan B's and C's in the back of my head. Mm. I'm very calculated.
Solange, what was the cringiest thing you ever said to the guy to gas him up to get some dick? And you was like, why the fuck did I say that?
Your cock is so big. So I don't like you to be one of them tight. Hey, you sound disgusting, Slodge. I can't see you saying that,
I'm
too.
Really not. I'm not vocal in bed, bro.
No, talking about text. Like, text with a nigga.
Just to gas somebody
gas
up.
Him up. That's what I'm talking about. Like I'm
what'd
saying.
You,
what'd like,
you tell one of them white boys back in the day?
Yeah. Like, what was the cringiest thing?
What'd you tell black, beep this out. What'd you tell of the
day. That's crazy. Jeez. So that's all you, bro.
Zam Daddy, I love.
Yo, Karan, you about to stop the show.
I love when you look blue. I love
that's
when
all you
rebel.
Nah, you die on the hill alone, Karan. That's Zam all you, bro.
I love when you fight them other boys in the bathroom style.
I love when you fight them boys for them pills in them bathroom.
Yo, chill, bro.
Let me see the blood on your knuckles. Let me stop.
Chill.
Let
bro.
Me stop.
Zam Daddy. Ooh. The weed deal went bad and you got beat up? Damn, Zaddy.
Let me see the battle scars. Let me stop.
Yeah, what'd you say to gas somebody up?
I'm not a verbal person.
I'm talking about texting.
I know. That's what I'm saying. The craziest
you
thing.
Have.
I feel like the craziest thing was definitely be like cyber sex.
Cyber sex.
Oh, so you don't vocal. You just show niggas.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I be too impatient.
What does that include?
Y'all remember Uvu?
Oh my God! Yes, I was on.
Oh yeah, Uvu got some freaknicks on there. Shout out to Uvu.
Not Uvu. That's chat roulette.
No, Uvu. Uvu too.
Uvu was Uvu was basically like Zoom.
I know.
Okay.
I met people off Uvu, bro.
How you? You have to get their username like it was an AOL account.
Yo, bro, I ain't gonna tell you.
How you get some? Yo, Dante's just fucking weird. Dante's just fucking weird.
I'm so nasty. I was getting freaky on.
I'm saying.
I don't know. I was getting freaky on Nickelodeon chat.
Okay. I'm not gonna hold you. My fast ass self. If you want to talk about cyber chatting like that, my fast ass self used to get freaky on Club Penguin.
No, you didn't. I swear
how?
To God, that was the next thing I was gonna say to
nah,
Club Penguin too.
Yes,
you get freaky on Club
yes!
Penguin.
You get like in the corner, wow. And you get to a point where people can't see your chats of what you're doing.
Ew, you're disgusting. Solange was doing the same thing. Yo, Solange was rubbing her little clit on Club Penguin. Like,
no, you
not
wasn't.
Like you, not like you weren't fucking rubbing your dick off.
I mean, I was definitely meeting people off of that. Yeah, for sure. Or like
that is
people.
Crazy.
I'm disgusting, dog. I've been doing this since like.
Y'all some nasty motherfuckers.
Shut up,
dog.
I wasn't that down bad. I ain't do no Club Penguin. Damn bad. Shit.
I mean, it was just about like connect. I mean, it's not like I was seriously like. Like, oh my God, I want to get married to this. Like, I was just
you were just like, who else is a little pervert on this shit, bro?
Yeah. That's were you like low-key though?
Head out to
trolls.
The igloo.
Igloo, yo.
Yo, the igloo.
Put the snuffle, but the puffle, whatever the fuck that
not
shit was
the
in the
snuffle
porno.
Snuffle, the puffle. Igloos get down. Okay, okay.
Man, I was on CartoonNetwork.com.
That's crazy.
I was on like.
Shout out to Uvu. Y'all were the originals.
I was
y'all were the originals.
I was on Blogspot.
Who?
See, like, y'all even know that shit.
Karan's just talking about how he's not PC, basically. He's going down memory lane of him being a creep.
No, it's not a creep. It's just on, like, chat boards, just, like, talking
that
to
chat boards are
people.
Crazy, bro. That was, like, the true... That was the true game of how kids learned how to sex. I'm not gonna hold you.
Yeah. We were some nasty motherfuckers.
That was, like, the beginning of sexting.
Mm-hmm.
You know how long it takes a DTTI WWW want, like, 222?
It's not that.
To sex with those phones?
It's not that hard.
To sex with the Razor, bro.
It's not that hard. You're slacking Karan. I mean, Solange.
I'm too lazy. At that point, I'm done. I'm, like, understimulated.
Nigga, Solange, you get a picture and that's it. You do what you want with that.
I'm not about to text you how much I want to do something. Like, I have to click that 2-3 times to get to... No.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I kind of like kinky shit like that. I used to like reading. Yeah, I'm so
no,
old.
I like reading, too. Like, I like the stories.
Not like that. I used to read.
Oh,
I'm so fucking
he said
old.
No
I used to read porn, like, stories and shit.
Oh, no. So, yeah, the novels, the sex novels.
Yeah,
that's what I was talking
novels.
About. Like, I like those, too. But, like, back then, texting on an old-ass fucking Razor phone, like, sexting on an old-ass fucking
like the flip
phone. Flip
phones and shit. Yeah, like, double tap cool. Certain letters.
See, y'all niggas so spoiled. I was just happy to have a phone. I mean, I
didn't
get a phone until I was, like, 13.
I was fine. I'm not. I'm just saying, like, imagine doing that. Like, I didn't give a shit.
That shit was
phones,
cool with me.
I don't
care how long that shit took.
But, like, would you actually take the time to sext on
I mean,
a
back then,
phone?
Yeah, we did. Yes, we didn't think about it.
Nigga, I would stay up
there was
until,
no
like,
iPhones like that, so we didn't think twice
I
about
I would
it.
Do that until, like, 6 in the morning,
facts.
Fam. Like, until the sun
when you guys
rise.
Had that free fucking service after 8
yeah.
o'clock when you could text people for free.
What?
Yeah.
I love crazy. That.
That shit was just what you was, we
was I was,
to
I'm not going to hold you. I was still in my prime. I was still a child. I still had my youth.
I was
in
an original
school?
Perv. I was being nasty at like
not him embracing it.
No, oh my God, are you crazy? Nah, nigga, since 2005, nigga, you crazy?
Nigga said I am disgusted.
I gotta find that soundbite. Yo, remind me to do that soundbite.
We just old, dog.
Remind me to do that soundbite.
We just old.
Oh, that's funny.
He said, I am
Dante
disgusted.
Dante trying to act all innocent. Fuck out of here. All you got to do is go on Dante's fucking.
Nah,
all
you
got to
right.
do is go on Dante's
nah, nasty.
Fucking Twitter and go on his likes hey, and see it, this nasty nigga, man. That's all you got to do.
Hey, man.
Yeah, nah, I was nasty. For sure.
Hey, man. Shout out to my Twitter followers.
2006, we were definitely in fourth grade, bro.
Not the original perv. Go crazy. I can hold you, Karan. I think I might have that as the title, the original perv.
Nah, you gotta relax. Yeah,
he's
gonna
relax. You have to specify. Karan, the original perv.
Whoa. Nah, I was sued. That's defamation.
Not
y'all niggas crazy.
Niggas said defamation.
Y'all crazy.
We ain't talking about shit.
We ain't talking about shit, and this has been the best hour ever. Welcome back.
Not welcome back.
Welcome back. Is there anything y'all wanted to talk about
no,
in particular?
Not at all.
Anything
I'm good. I want to see how long it's going to take us to get to episode 200. It took us 2 years to get to 180.
You want to hear something sad?
What's up?
While you were in the bathroom, I was counting the days down. I was like, we're not getting to 200 until
September. Next year, bro.
No, until September. If we're consistent, we're not getting to it till September.
It's
even if
good.
We miss 3 days, it's going to end in September.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when it happens, it happens.
That part.
No, I haven't been impressed about it. You know, I don't like to put out half. I was on Solange. I don't like to put out half-hearted pods. Mm-hmm. Like, I did that once. I didn't like it. So I'm like, yo, if the cards ain't aligned, don't press it. Not going to get mad. Niggas got lives. You know what I'm saying? I'm not pressed about it. So I was like, if we don't record for 2 weeks, it's okay. Because at least when we do come back, it's going to be full of energy. We're going to be positive. We're going to be actually invested. Not saying we don't not actually invested, but when you force things, it don't come out the way you want it to. So
yeah, no, for sure.
I'm not pressed about it. We get to 200 when we get to 200.
I definitely understand what you mean. But can I actually ask y'all a question?
Sure.
And then we'll end it.
Okay. How do you guys Okay, how do I want to word this? How do you guys balance? Anyway. Even for like this podcast, and like we were also talking about behind the scenes on, like I said, I kind of wanted to give like more jewels and mm-hmm. kind of have a more serious, you know, not always be super, super serious, but I definitely want to incorporate more like serious topics and more current events as far as like things that we can relate to and people our age and our demographic can relate to and kind of use. But how do you guys deal with like balancing like the serious shit in life versus like the have fun playtime and going out time? Like, is that a hard thing for you guys?
Remember how you said you don't take things in life very seriously, even though you try like emote as much as you can, like you'll feel that off for 10 minutes and then you're like, go about your day.
Yeah.
With my serious shit, I will deal with it when the time comes, and I'll probably deal with the emotions after everything is dealt with. And if I have to deal with it in the midst of me having to, like, figure shit out, I won't take it seriously at all. I'll probably joke about it like I am a fucking stand-up comedian. And everyone's going to be concerned for me, but they're going to laugh at the same time because my delivery is just that sarcastic that I don't give a fuck.
Okay. So you pretty use, like, so you're pretty much saying comedic humor?
Comedic humor, and then bottling it up until the situation is dealt with. And once the situation is done, then I will release when I need to release my emotions or however the fuck I'm feeling. And then when it comes to balancing out the world and everything, I was about to be mad pessimistic and be like, I don't. But I don't. I really don't. I really don't.
Like, you feel like that's what you have problems with doing?
It's not a problem, though. That's my issue. Like, it's not a problem for me. For other people, it affects them and it gets them fucked up, and that's the reason why they get mad at me. But I'm like, I don't give a fuck. So, because it's working for me.
Yeah. No.
Sorry. I wanted to finish the thought.
No, because finish it.
I wanted to finish the thought.
Keep going. I mean, you said you feel like
I don't give a fuck. It's working for me.
You kind of do have a don't give a fuck attitude, but you feel like that works kind of.
Sometimes on occasions. I'm trying to remember what it was that I said that made a stimulate as to why I don't give a fuck about why I do things.
Because some people get tired of the fact that you don't care about certain shit in life in general. And how I go about it.
I can't be bothered. Like, I'd rather, like, I will probably, like, not talk to you for a whole fucking month or a whole fucking year or however the fuck I need to in order to, like, woosah myself, and that'll affect others because it's not the healthiest form of communication. Like, ghosting is never the way to go.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I only ask that just because, like, I mean, we're, like, at the age where, like, we're in, like, our mid-20s, and I find it hard because I don't want to say I stress necessarily about, like, a lot of the worldly things going on. Not necessarily stress, but I just, like, I feel like I'm at an age where I'm finally, like, enjoy just learning things, and I'm just learning a lot of things about the world. And honestly, at times it can make me like feel I don't want to say unrelatable, but like not everybody wants to hear that shit. And like at times, like I'm at the age where I feel like I'm really just like, I don't know, I'm trying to be as mature and, like, trying to be as focused as possible, but it's really hard to, like, balance out just, like, the play. Like, for example, recently, like, I just started recently just kind of going out more, like, hopping on the trains more and just, like, going
to
different
spots. In the city. I was so proud. I was like, this nigga's in the fucking city.
Yeah, no, I've been going to the city, like.
You went to Times Square. I was like, this is different.
Nah, I've been doing that for, like, the last 3 weeks, like, in a row every weekend. I've just been, like, going to the city, just exploring. Like, I've just been, like, my girl and I got some cameras, so, like, we just been, like, exploring, like, everywhere. And I'm just like, damn, I really now kind of want to be more social and, like, be more out there. But a lot of the times when I go out there, I just find myself feeling like I'm in a bubble. And I'm just like, damn, a lot of the things people are out here talking about and doing, I don't really care about. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, perfectly fine. At least you're still out there. You know what you're saying? Like, you're out there in your own bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I feel like, don't be feeling good when you force it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and I feel like that's the balance of, like, do what you want. because once you do what you want, you feel more fulfilled and you appreciate the art that you put out more compared to like forcing yourself to feel like you need to stimulate yourself in some way. Okay. And you see other people doing in that way and you follow. Like, you got to find your own way of how to stimulate yourself in order to maintain that balance. Mm. I feel like that's how I balance myself. Like, I do what I want. And I know that sounds crazy, but like, if you genuinely just, as you say beforehand, just like, even if it's a long-term girl, just plan what the whatever the fuck you want is and balance out how you're going to move forward within that plan, whether it's like, okay, you work on this for like 4 hours and then you take a break and you don't work on it again until like tomorrow, or like give it 2 weeks or whatever. Just like...
Yeah, that's real balance.
Yeah.
Have a balance of just your life. Yeah, I guess that's the hard part, just trying to have that balance.
Also, like, time prioritizing. It's like, even though, like, testing shit out, like, you're realizing, like, you want to go to the city and be, like, outside more, but, like, you're trying to figure out how you want to be outside. Like, how do you approach going to the city now? Like, instead of just going to the city willy-nilly walking, like, put yourself in a specific destination. Be like, okay, I'm in the city. I want to only be in Harlem this time. Or I only want to be Lower East Side. Or I only want to be in Brooklyn. Yeah. Like, base it around, like, a specific thing next time instead of just like,
so you kind of feel better. I feel you. Like, I feel like I'll feel better going out and be like, okay,
like, give yourself a goal,
maybe have a little goal, but still try to balance out having a little fun with like maybe doing for sure. And that's what I'm like trying to do, like, be like, okay, maybe try to do something productive but still have like that social aspect and like to still being out and putting myself out there more, because I'm starting to be like, and even like getting to a point where like working so hard to like maintain a certain level and things that you've always wanted to do, and then getting there and just like being by yourself and just like, you know what I'm saying, being secluded, like, it's really not a good feeling. But yeah, I'm just wondering how like other people deal with like shit like that.
I kind of felt that. That's, I respect even a thing, that, you know? I kind of felt that on Friday when I was working. I worked a gig and I was a go-go dancer at an African club, at an African restaurant, an African lounge, shout out Native Lounge in Brooklyn. And like after I did my shift, I was like, everyone's out socializing. Like, I know I just, like, work, but, like, I kind of want to go out and do something. All I did was drive on the Williamsburg and got food and, like, took my ass back home upstate. I was like, that was enough stimulation for me. I'm good with all the people.
That was enough for you? Like, you were good just
by doing that? Okay. After I got my food and I realized how many drunk people, like, how much drunk people really fucking annoy me, I was like, I'm good.
Yeah. I was noticing that yesterday. Everybody was outside. Fam, I was on a oh, my God. Yesterday was the first day in like years where I was on a packed subway where I had mad shit on me because I was like doing business shit yesterday, and like I just had mad shit on me, and like this shit was horrible. I was like, fuck, I hate being around people. But it felt, I don't know, in a way it was like cool though, like, I don't know.
That's a lot of stimulation.
It was a lot, and I was good. I was like, okay, I'm good for the week. Like,
see, it's a lot of stimulation.
Yeah. Somebody grabbed my butt too, like it was insane. Like on purpose. Like I know somebody grabbed my butt on purpose.
It happens. I know that sounds crazy, but it really does fucking happen.
No, it happens.
New York will violate all your fucking rights.
And I feel like it was a man too. I ain't gonna hold you. This little nigga, I ain't gonna
call. Not a little nigga.
Dante, how do you balance out
life? How do you balance that, Dante?
How do I balance being serious while also making sure,
like, that you have fun and enjoy your life? Or do you have a problem with that too?
I don't balance, bro. I think I prioritize having fun more than serious stuff.
Really? You think so?
I prioritize having fun.
I can see that.
A lot more. I think.
You think that's always been a thing, or do you think it's
always
like
been a thing? Oh, okay. Always been a thing. I never took serious things, which is why I know me and you always go back and forth when, like, I wouldn't take certain serious stuff serious. Like, talking about, like, the economy, shit like that, I never cared about it. Mm-hmm. I still don't care about it. I'm just, I guess in my life, from seeing so many of my family members and friends just having a really high serious side in their life, doing very well for themselves, but then they kind of don't know how to go out with doing things that make them themselves.
Yeah, like they lack,
like they struggle it heavy. Like, I watched my mom do that. My mom's still figuring out what she likes, what she doesn't like. She started watching basketball games, believe it or not. My mom never liked sports, and I guess because she was too focused on making sure she gets a job, does all that stuff, and worry about the serious stuff.
Yeah.
now that she's retired, I feel like now she's focused on little things that she didn't know that she likes. Mm-hmm. She loves sports. She loves watching basketball. Steph Curry's a favorite player. She loves watching basketball.
Yeah, that's cute.
My dad was more the playful side.
For sure.
Which my mom didn't like. So it's funny how seeing them come together.
It's actually switched now. It's crazy.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit. My dad still plays around.
I miss your pops. I ain't gonna hold you. I was just telling my girl yesterday, like...
He's a clown, like,
yo,
bro.
Your pops is love that nigga. He a clown.
Insane is an understatement.
Insane is very understatement. But I feel like because I've seen a lot of people in my life struggle on the playful side, I guess that's why I'm always so make sure everyone is... Make sure you, whatever you're doing is making you happy. And make sure you do things to make yourself happy. So, like, whenever Solange tells me that she's painting her room, doing absolutely nothing, I love that for her. Because I feel like
she actually tries to force me to do nothing.
I force her to do nothing because I want her to do the things that... Because people can get lost in this business shit, in this serious shit.
Yeah.
And forget themselves. And even as a friend, though, because I've always been like that as a friend, I want to make sure she stays Solange. And same to you, Karan, as well, which is why I'm always telling you, take a fucking vacation, because I know how... Once you're in that hole of seriousness, to keep using that word, it's hard to get back up from that pit. And it's like, I have a friend that's dealing with that shit right now. She barely knows who the fucking last name is. But
is it who we think it is? But that's her own damn fault. God own, fucking damn it.
But that could also be, it could be your own, it could be self.
Like that your self.
Self-sabotaging.
Yeah. And you're right. So I guess for me, that's why I struggle with balancing both, because I know I got to get shit together.
I wouldn't think you would have problems.
I struggle, man.
I mean, I didn't think you put fun.
I know I'm very, like, stern. Like, I have a 9-to-5. I
know
what
Solange is like. Y'all, you've been going out, obviously, more.
And I've been so thankful for it. I've been so thankful for it.
Have you? I'm so
fucking been trying to be a lit boy for a minute now. I'm so hell yeah, that nigga thankful for it.
Bro, for a good part of my life, I've only been work. Home, video games, that's it. Consistently.
Yeah.
And I haven't really been able to do things that make me feel like me. Video games help a lot, but there's other stuff. Like, I love hiking. I love hanging out with my friends. Like, drinking and stuff is cool, you know. Talking, to, like, yeah, it's cool. But, like...
I love you, Henry. We can't always live in your basement.
Yeah, like... I be telling those niggas that, too. Like, let's get out. Let's fucking... And they're traveling, which I love.
Oh, yeah, now they're traveling.
I love that they experience stuff. But, like, there's more shit. Like, let's go to a fucking art gallery. Like, let's just go walking in the fucking... Let's just do some dumb shit. Let's frolic in grass. Like, let's just do dumb shit.
Niggas frolicking in grass.
Like, seriously. Like, let's just do something
else. Have y'all ever
seen
a nigga frolic in some grass?
Like, it's...
Yes.
Like, it's great, bro.
I love when niggas frolicking
for us. I struggle, but I'm happy that I struggle, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm thankful that at least I know myself and my peace of mind, and I still have that side of me. So that now that I have that figured out, let me learn how to balance this other side of me out.
I like that.
And get that mesh together, because that's you could lose this side of yourself, and you're always stuck in serious.
Yeah.
It's hard to get that back. Mm-hmm. It's always easy to be in your side and try to mess serious stuff in it, because then you can control how much you want instead of drowning in it.
Yeah, yeah.
In my opinion.
And not for nothing, it gets extremely overwhelming once you start to drown in it.
Extremely overwhelming. Extremely overwhelming. Okay. So that's my answer, but
okay.
I need to pee. So Solange, if you can do the honors.
This concludes episode 180 of the Soapbox Podcast. I'd like to thank my co-host Dante and Karan. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Would you guys like to shout anyone out?
We back on your bum ass podcasters. Let me stop.
Damn, that's crazy.
Nah, shout out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? I love everybody. And yeah, man. I love y'all. I miss y'all.
I miss you too, Karan.
He didn't want to come upstate, but it's okay. I love you too, Karan.
Upstate? No, I just didn't want to dedicate my whole day.
I was going to try. No, but honestly, it was a hectic that day.
Yo, so pause this shit, bro. End dates.
Damn, we have to end it now. You heard that?